coaches on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man there, Alex Bergman. Did I get it right?
Bergman,
yeah. All right, because Coach Good to put your name. Are we taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league ball player? So what's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been awesome. It's been a dream come true for me since I was a little kid. I always wanted to play in the big leagues, and been fortunate enough to do it now for 9 years, and loved every second of it.
So what was your role like getting here?
Say again.
What was your role like getting to the big leagues?
Well, I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Played baseball there until I till 18, and then I went to Louisiana State University for 3 years. Signed with Houston. Played with Houston for 8 years, and now this is my ninth year, and it's my first year here in Boston. But I think a lot of hard work, and just been fortunate enough to be around some really good coaches and really good teammates along the way, and tried to learn as much as I possibly could from them.
So you were Houston for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you know anything about a World Series in Houston?
Yeah. We were fortunate enough to win a few. Nothing compares to winning at the highest level. So it drives you every single day to get back and win again.
So I got to ask the question. When that final out was made, you know, I'm from Chicago, okay? Mm-hmm. Cubs won a World Series. I was mm-hmm. there in Cleveland when they won the World mm-hmm. Series. Pandemonium.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you cry when y'all made that final out?
Afterwards.
May your kids watch you now. Did you cry?
Afterwards. When I rewatched it, I did. When I rewatched like the documentary on it, got emotional for sure because it's such a special group of guys. Good, incredible journey.
So that's kind of like the ultimate, the mm-hmm. peak mm-hmm. to win that championship in any sport.
100%. And to win it at the highest level is just crazy.
Now, I ask every guy that's interviewed that won a World Series, what they do with the World Series ring. Where's your World Series ring at now?
I put it away. I haven't looked at it since we won the last one.
Oh, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You mean, you know, you scout for five major league teams, coach college baseball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you get around other scouts, they got their mm-hmm. World Series ring on. So, you know, they let people know they mm-hmm. scout for a World Series team. You know why that ring around, let people know, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't worn mine maybe once or twice, but I put it away, and now it's time to focus on getting another one.
Okay, another one. A lot of kids think you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day. They don't understand the dues you guys got to pay to be here.
Yeah, you got to go through the minor leagues, and different. Sometimes it takes a lot of time down there, and you guys grind through it. Sometimes it takes a short period of time, but some guys don't even go to the minor leagues, like Coach Shea. But
I did let him know about that a few times.
Everybody has their own journey, and that's what makes it a beautiful thing when all the pieces come together and you can win.
So, you know, when you get to the big leagues, it looks easy being a major league player, hitting major league pitching. I mean, how tough is it?
Oh, super tough. You got to put in the work every single day. And I think the guys that make it look easy put in a lot of work. And seeing a lot of pitches and taking a lot of swings in the cage and putting the work behind the scenes.
So who were some of the guys when you were a kid growing up that you idolized, major league players?
Growing up, I liked Pedroia and I liked Jeter. Those were my two guys. Obviously, Jeter, winner, competitor, clutch. I actually was bat boying for the Lobos when I got to see Dustin Pedroia play at Arizona State, and just how hard he played the game, I loved, and I was fortunate enough to play against him in the big leagues. It was a pretty special day.
So, I mean, you know, when you got to the big leagues, some of them guys you idolized coming up, I mean, you know, did you go get their autograph? Did you ask them for their autograph?
Maybe. I don't really remember. Maybe a few of the guys, yeah.
All right. Last question.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. Get that call if you want to the big leagues. Walk in the locker room for the very first time. See uniform hanging. What was that feeling like?
Oh, incredible feeling. Just a lot of hard work paying off. And once you get here, it's just the beginning. You got a lot of work to do. So, but it was definitely a special moment.
Did you cry?
No.
Coach with the man. Appreciate it.
Chapter 6, MLB Scouts, a reality that often goes unspoken in scouting.
You can present five of the most promising draft prospects to 10 MLB scouts, and it's possible that seven or eight of them might not see those players as future draft picks. The truth is, at the end of the day, the decision to draft a player hinges on that individual scout. I laid it all out in my book. Get your copy today at thediaryofacoach.com. That's thediaryofacoach.com.
Click the follow button on our Facebook page and become a subscriber on our YouTube channel and stay updated. Listen to our broadcasts on our website